In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up, the top three takeaways from the new iPhone 7.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. So if there are three buzzwords surrounding the iPhone 7, it's water, AirPods, and iOS 10. Personal tech columnists Jeffrey Fowler and Joanna Stern break everything down directly from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York City. What better starting point to dive right in than water, namely the protection from it? Joanna Stern explains exactly what water-resistant means.
What Apple's really saying here is it will survive a dunk, a splash, a drop in the toilet. People keep laughing about that, but seriously, like, I've dropped my phone in the toilet a number of times. It happens to women. We put it in our back pocket. I won't go through the rest of it. So it's really that kind of stuff. Apple does not want you to swim with this phone. They do not want you to take a bath with this phone. But I went swimming with it for a number of hours and, in a pool, and it was in and out, but the iPhone is completely fine. And so I think, Apple's actually probably gone above and beyond what they need to. They don't want to be too ambitious, because if you do have water damage to the phone, Apple will not cover it.
So you've probably heard about the headphone controversy, or shall I call it the AirPod controversy? My question's, what are AirPods? And what about my headphones? Jeffrey Fowler breaks it down.
You still get headphones with these, so it's not like all of a sudden everybody has to start using the wireless earbuds. But if you want, for the new iPhone or for older iPhones, you can go back to the iPhone 5. Anything that can run iOS 10 can have these. So these are called AirPods. Yeah, I keep wanting to call it AirBuds, but that is actually a movie starring a dog that plays basketball. So there's a couple of things that are going on in there. The stem, as it's called, each of these pods is independently sending a Bluetooth signal, getting a Bluetooth signal from your phone. Also in there is an accelerometer, believe it or not, so that they can tell when you're talking based on whether that thing moves, and that's how they tune the audio to make sure that when you're making a call with it, that you can be heard. So on the inside part, the part that goes in your ear, there's a little optical sensor that can tell when it's in your ear. Yep. You take it out of your ear, yep, and everything pauses. You can have a chat, put it back in, the music starts up again. I've tested a lot of Bluetooth headphones, and I got to say, these are the easiest to use and set up, of course, only with Apple devices and only with the latest Apple devices, but you just take them out of this little case, and they're good to go.
And of course, the final burning question, what do you get when you upgrade to iOS 10, and does it live up to the hype?
One thing that I thought was really cool with iOS 10 is the Photos app. So what they've done is they've added sort of a new intelligence, like you kind of got with Google Photos, where it is going through and it is scanning for faces that it can recognize. And then it's also looking for ways to make little mini albums of your photos, of your memories. It takes it a while to scan all of your stuff because it's not doing that in the cloud. It's actually doing that on your device. So on mine, it took several days, and on some devices, it's still not done scanning. But that is a more privacy-focused way to scan your photos and to get the usefulness of that data, which is one way that Apple's trying to differentiate itself from Android and from Google services. But it feels like on iOS 10, they're at least kind of at par now with the abilities of, to sort of help you sort through and enjoy your photos in a new way, and I really like that.
Yeah, I think all of the apps, to your point, sort of getting this sort of smarts behind the scenes is really big. I think Apple's just like sort of tidied things up. The lock screen is different. The new widget screen is great. And Jeff did a lot of testing to make sure that you can still upgrade without really slowing down your old phone.
Yeah, this is actually one of the biggest things that people always worry about when new iOS comes out. They say, is it going to kill my old phone? And that definitely used to be the case. But then with iOS 9, actually, Apple made a lot of improvements for both speed, and actually they improved your battery. And with iOS 10, it seems like they're kind of at stasis. In my test, and I went back to an iPhone 5, 5C, you name it, I saw a little bit of a slowdown in certain tasks, but not much, and no significant change really on the battery life as well. So at least from the speed point of view, you can make that work.
And there you have it. For more, you can check out WSJD.com. Tons of articles on the brand new iPhone 7 to be found there. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.